Today's scripture lesson comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 33 through 36. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it in a cellar, but on the lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. If your eye is healthy, your whole body is full of light. But if it is not healthy, your body is full of darkness. Therefore, consider whether the light in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, with no part of it in darkness, it will be as full of light as when a lamp gives you light with its rays. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Y'all get the picture there? Bear witness. It's cute, isn't it? Of course, you liked it better before what I said. But anyway, we are talking today about God's vision for the church. We're thinking about God's vision for our church as well. We are in a series. We're wrapping up the series today called 2020 Vision. We've been looking at God's vision for different parts of our lives. So we talked about God's vision for the self. We talked about God's vision for relationships. We talked about God's vision for families. And so once again, we've been thinking about what is God's vision for us in this new year. And as we have been talking about God's vision, the scripture that you just heard is kind of an overarching theme for this series. And in this theme, Jesus talks about the eye being the lamp of the body. So he is saying that kind of how we look at things, how we see things, that has to do with, as he says, the light in our body, and that would also be light in our life. And Jesus says the eye is the light of the body, so if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be filled with light, if your eye is healthy. And we've talked about how healthy can be translated in different versions. It can be translated as being clear. If your eye is clear, then you'll be full of light. It can also be described as if your eye is single or focused. So that's really the overarching idea of this series, is that Jesus calls us to follow Him and to seek God in our lives and to live as a self, to live in relationships, to live in families as followers of Christ, and that is to affect every part of our life, all those relationships, all that we do. And of course, the church itself is a lot of relationships. You are the church. Followers of Christ make up the church. One of the things that we recall from time to time is that the word for church, the Greek word in the New Testament, has nothing to do with a building. The word was ecclesia, and that refers to a gathering, a group of people. So when Jesus talks about church, when Paul talks about church in the New Testament, he's talking about that gathering. He's not talking about the building. So we are a gathering. We are the church. When we leave this place, we continue to be the church. We leave for a time. We come here and worship. I think of worship as being like practice. The worship that we do, the study, the relationships we have. Then we go out into the world, into the community, as the church to live out that faith, to live out that 2020 vision. One of the things that we have talked about as we have talked about the 2020 vision, I've referred several times to a passage from Philippians, where Paul is talking to the early church, the gathering of followers of Jesus in Philippi, shortly after his passing. And Paul writes to them, he calls them, he says, "Make my joy complete, be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. And let us look not only to our own interest, but to the interest of others." So we are being told that we are to have the mind of Christ as followers of Christ. We should think as Christ thought and act as Christ thought in the world. That should shape us, and that should also unify us as followers of Christ. As I mentioned, Paul talks about being of the same mind, but when he starts talking about being of the same mind, he doesn't talk about thinking all the same things, having all the same opinions. In fact, we can be quite different. We can have different ideas about a lot of things, but we can be united together anyway. As John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, said, we can have different ideas, be of different minds, but share the same love. And it is the love of Christ that unifies us. And so as we think about God's vision for the church, I think that that unity is what he is calling us to, and also he is calling us for a purpose. He is calling us together to shine his light, to love the world as God has loved the world and as God has loved us. And so we remember at the very beginning of the church, and we see the beginnings of the Christian church, once again the gathering, not a building, but the gathering. We see the beginnings of the church in our New Testament in the book of Acts. And in chapter 1 of Acts, Jesus has resurrected from the dead, and he ascends into heaven. But before he ascends into heaven, he tells his disciples, and not just his disciples, but all the believers, he tells them to wait in Jerusalem and that he will send to them the Holy Spirit. And he said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses." You will be my witnesses. You will bear witness. You will do so in Jerusalem, in Judea, all Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. The mission that unifies us, the mission that has unified the church from the very beginning, has been one of bearing witness to the world, sharing about God's love and grace. We do that in a couple of different ways. We do it in word, and we do it in deed. Wesley has always been a church that witnessed to the love and grace of God through deed. We don't just talk about it, we do it. We recognize that our faith is an active faith. We are showing love, and we're showing love in tangible ways. So over the years, way before me, this church was feeding people who were hungry. This church was giving a place for people without homes to stay at times. Many ways in which we share the love of God and bear witness in very tangible ways. Some of you may remember it was St. Francis who said, "Share the gospel always, and if necessary, use words." So we do share the good news. We shine the light in tangible ways, but we also do it with words. If you think about what it means to be a witness, it comes from the idea of a trial. And a witness is someone who tells others what they've seen and experienced. You're witnessing, you're sharing what you've seen and experienced. As I think about God's vision for this church in 2020, I think that that is going to be a huge part of what we do. We're witnessing to what we have seen and what we have experienced. We live in a world in which people need hope and encouragement. We're also living in a world of division in which people need to experience some unity. As I said, in this church, I think we experience a lot of unity, even though we may not always be of the same mind as far as thinking all the same things. We can still be unified by the same love and the same faith. And we can witness to that in our lives. We can bear witness. We can do that individually, and we can do that together. I think it is important to be prepared to bear witness individually. If we are followers of Christ, we need to be able to share with others what faith in Christ has done for us. We need to be able to share how the church, how the people called together by God's Holy Spirit, as we seek to follow Christ in mission, we have to be willing to share, to bear witness to what that has done for us in our lives and how our lives are different. Our lives are certainly not perfect, but in the midst of the imperfect life that we share, we have hope and we experience comfort and joy in the midst of all that. We are to bear witness. As we think about bearing witness, I think that's important. I've said a little bit about what we do in bearing witness. I think it's also worth saying a little something about what we don't do. We are called to bear witness. We are not the judge. We are not the prosecutor. We are just witnesses. I think that at times Christians and at times the church has gotten that wrong. Sometimes the church has felt like it was its job to judge the world and to judge other people, tell them the things that they're doing wrong. Of course, Jesus told us not to do that. He told us to look at the speck in our own eye. We are to experience ourselves, so we are to come. We are to come and confess our sin and our shortcoming. We are to confess our need for a Savior. And we are also supposed to come and to ask God to help us to break the strength of sin in our lives so that we can live the kind of life that He calls us to, a life of freedom and joy and hope and peace and love. So we witness to that. We are not the prosecutor. We are not the judge. 2020 is a wonderful new opportunity. And Jesus tells us that the key to that is clarity of eye, of focus, being single in our focus. Jesus says we cannot serve multiple masters. We put God first. And then as we do that, that allows us to live in relationship and receive the best relationships that we can have as we follow after the example of Christ, as we love others as Christ loves us, as we forgive others as Christ has forgiven us. All the things that we do at church, as I said, the practice that we do as we worship, it's like practice. As we study, it is practice. And it's also opportunities to experience healing and focus and singleness of eye so that God's light can shine into our body and into our lives. In just a moment, as we share Holy Communion, we will do what I've talked about. We will confess our sin together. We will confess our need for a Savior together. We will ask for God's healing in our lives. We will ask that God would pour out His Holy Spirit upon our church so that we can live out God's vision in this new year. Let us pray. God, we thank You that You have loved us so amazingly and so generously that even though time and time again we've chosen our own path and at times turned from You, that You are always with us and always ready to receive us again in grace and in forgiveness. God, may we truly bear witness in our lives to Your love and Your grace and the hope that we have in You. And may we bear witness as a church that this would be a year of wonderful blessing and that we might love our community both with words and deeds. We pray these things in the name of Christ. Amen.